Wow, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I just did that in your ear. Horrible host. Fuck. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Remix Pod. It's Brando, as usual, of course. But I thought I'd give you guys a brief little story time about, well, fuck, did I forget what my story time was about? Anyway, I was a menace in elementary school. Like, an absolute asshole. Let me explain. So, basically, back in the second grade, my villain arc began. Basically, in the second grade, I was told that I couldn't play the High School Musical DDR game on my birthday, and it broke me. That's the short version. Fuck you, Mr. McLean. But anyway, I don't know what happened. After that moment, I flipped the switch and I decided to be the worst person in the world. And I mean this quite literally. What is wrong with me? But so let's talk about after that. So basically, after that moment, I brought my I brought my DS to the school. You guys remember DS's? I had a DS Lite, and it was, like, blue. Y'all remember those? Same. Anyway, that's besides the fucking point. So, I had my DS in my hand, and I was playing on the little app where you could, like, text people. But, like I was, like, 8. So, like, I didn't know how to actually text people, so I would just pretend I was texting people. So, one day, I decided to call the teacher a fucker. I'm sorry, fooker, because I literally spelled it F-O-O-K-E-R. I decided to just call him a fooker on my DS. In no remorse, like a gangster. I literally typed it in, flipped my DS around, and showed it to him. I think you understand how this story's about to go, okay? Like, I don't think you... if that doesn't tell you how much of an asshole I was, it's okay. Hold your hat. It gets better. So, after that, I went into the third grade. The third grade was really my year, my reign of terror. Now, the fourth grade was my prime, okay? The fourth grade was my motherfucking prime. But the third grade was like my rookie season. You get what I'm saying? Not even my rookie season. But it was like my breakout season. Like a Julius Randle or a Giannis Antetokounmpo. You feel me? I had to win most improved before I could win the MVP. You feel me? But not saying Julius Randle's gonna win MVP. I highly doubt that. Now watch this get like bad. This is gonna age badly. Julius Randle gonna be putting up 42-10. What the fuck? No, I'm like, oh my god, I miss ranting on these fucking things. I just can't find time or motivation, and that's kind of sad. Fuck. Anyway, so you know, I'm literally sitting there being the most devious motherfucker ever. And also, pause the tape real quick. You, because I know that some of my listeners. There we go. Can't see me, gotta remember that. But I know some of my listeners are still in high school. If you're listening to this in class right now, stop with the licks, okay? Stop with the motherfucking licks, all right? These shits are getting out of hand. Stop it. You should be put down and jailed. But then again, back when I was in high school, people used to steal mirrors and soap dispensers all the time. So, yeah. Yeah. If you went to my school, class of 2021, you know that shit was a motherfucking movie, okay? That shit was a goddamn film. Yeah. Yeah. Stop with the licks, okay, guys? Stop. You guys are stealing Fucking, I seen someone steal a fucking toilet. What are you gonna do with a school toilet? I don't know. Why did you even touch a school toilet? I don't know. Do you not know what goes on a school toilet, bro? Like, I'm gonna need you to stop. I'm gonna need you to stop because I'm not even worried about you getting in trouble for the lick. You're touching a school toilet. I'm worried about your health, mental and physical, right now, because quite literally, you may have typhus and HPV and fucking AIDS at this point. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may literally have got the new strand of coronavirus, and I'm gonna need you to stop. So I just want you to know that. If you're the one that stole the toilet, just message me. I'm not gonna tell. But we need to schedule a hospital visit, okay? I'm worried about your well-being. Now, I'm not going to drive you to the hospital because I'm not gonna get your nasty ass is not touching my seats in my car unless you're in a hazmat suit. But I need you to know that I love you, okay? And well, no, not really. You're a sicko. But like, I need you to know that I can get you the help you need. Just tell me, okay? Just tell me. But anyway, back to what I was saying. I was like a devious motherfucker in the third grade. Like, I would just do pimp shit and just be an absolute ass for no reason. Like, no reason whatsoever. I probably shouldn't have been as much of a dick as I was, but I feel like that's what made it fun. But like, so one day, for example, there was this girl named Morgan. She was a new girl in our class, and to me, she was just the knees of the fucking bees. So basically, I told everyone this, like, you know, normal elementary schoolers do. Anyway, so the next recess, me and Morgan got chased around for the entirety of recess because people wanted to see us kiss, which is cute and also kind of fucked up, but to force two people to kiss. But you know, they were like, oh, we're helping them out. I could have kissed her in that moment. But no, we got chased down. They brought us up to the giant thing. Also, can I just say this? Lunch moms in elementary school, where the fuck y'all be at, bro? Like, y'all never be there when I'm about, like, literally none of them showed up this whole time I was getting chased around. I guess they were just like, oh, they're just playing. But God forbid I grab a football and throw it at fucking Joey's head. Now all of a sudden I'm a criminal, a fucking war criminal. Like, make up your mind, bro. Like, what am I? Like, I don't, stop it. I don't think you understand. Like, I they were never there. They were always there when I wanted to do some borderline dangerous shit, but when actual dangerous shit was going on, cricket, nothing. I didn't hear nothing from them motherfuckers. I'm not gonna lie to you. But anyway, back to what I was saying. So we're sitting at the top of this, like, play structure thing, you know, the things with the stairs that lead up and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about. So then Morgan looks at me and goes, okay, Brandon, maybe we should just kiss. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I like you, honey, but I don't like you that much, you know what I'm saying? So this is gonna get so fucked up. So basically, I was gonna make a break for it. So what I did was, I kicked this kid down the slide and slid down with him. Like, they were standing around us like this. Like, there was girls on her side and boys on my side, and I was standing closer to the slide, and I just ever so slightly turned around, kicked a fucking kid down the slide, slid down the slide with him. We're sliding down together, basically, and fucking got the fuck on. And I want you to think about how that is. This girl was finally like, okay, you know what, maybe we should just do it, fuck it. And then I just said, oh no. Like, no, you don't get to make that call. Like, she was probably embarrassed as hell, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I literally just ruined her whole career. I was just like, man, fuck all that. Like, I'm gonna leave, okay? I'm gonna leave. I think you good. Like, I know. I just slid down the slide and got the fuck on. And after that, they tried chasing me, but I literally spent my whole recess running like a fucking fugitive. Like, I didn't. Bro, like, running for my life. But, and then we were supposed to go, you know, it was like a nice day outside, so we were supposed to go out for recess again. I don't know if we went out for recess again after that, but like, literally, like, they threatened me. They were like, next time we go out for recess, you better kiss her. Like, bro, chill. Like don't I got a say in this, bro? I feel like I should have, like, my feelings are a little valid in this. Like, I feel like maybe, just maybe, my feelings may matter, but, you know, apparently not. All's fair in fucking child love. Yo, that sounds disgusting. Young love. Young love sounds better. Child love? What the fuck am I? Like, bet you that's what R. Kelly was doing, but... Brandon, should you edit out that joke? Fuck no. I'm not editing out shit. Editing is the death of me. I think we know this. I've made fun of editing enough in these podcasts for all of us. But yeah. So then there was... Oh, also we had a sub that day. So yeah. And there was also this time in third grade that this girl, she was a little bit older than us, she started going through puberty, and that is perfectly fine. If you are a girl going through puberty, then go through fucking puberty. It happens to the best of us. If you're a guy going through puberty, you know that thing you do late at night on that one website with the lotion and the towels? Yeah, no one else does it. No one else does it. You're weird. You're the only one that does it. You're weird. You're weird, and you're nasty, and you're disgusting, and you should have your hands chopped off. But anyway, so this girl was, you know, her breasts were enlarging. Brandon, why couldn't you just say her boobs were coming in? Okay, damn, her boobs were coming in. So one day I had this friend named Devontae. I say one day I had this friend named Devontae as if like we're like as if I just not friends with him before the one day. But anyway, I had this friend named Devontae, and he is probably the worst person I could have met, because I was going through my villain arc and he was just equally worse than me. Like, he was like the sensei that taught me how to be an asshole, and I was like the MC, you get what I'm saying? I'm just like, I'm learning all these things, and then eventually he would just leave me and I would carry on my dickish ways. So like, literally anime protagonist. Well, anime antagonist, but you know what I'm saying. So one day he was like, hey bro, look at we're gonna call her Lisa. So he was like, look at Lisa. And I was like, what's going on with Lisa? I dropped something. I was like, what's going on with Lisa? And he goes, bro, look at Lisa, bro. Guess what? I have a crush on Lisa. I'm like, all right, bro. Like, good for you. I don't. Lisa got a big ass nose, bro. Like, I'm not fucking with Lisa. Okay. Like, Lisa got a fat schnoz, and I don't want to deal with that. And he was like, no, bro. Lisa got a really nice rack. And I'm like, by the way, this is verbatim. I remember this day. So I was like, what the fuck is a rack, dumbass? Like, what are we talking about? Like, you mean the coat? Coat room? The coat room? The coat racks? I know we were assigned racks, but like, is hers any better than us? No, dumbass. Okay, look. She has boobs, Brandon. What the fuck are boobs? Look at her chest. It looks bigger. It looks like it's swollen. Yeah, I know. They're real nice, aren't they? I don't know. No, they're not. It looks like she stuffed two toilet rolls there. Like, it looks like she's being the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man right now. I don't, literally balloons right there. I don't think that's cute. I'm more into Morgan over there. She's cool. I like Morgan. Don't you like Morgan? Morgan's a girl. Lisa's a woman. Okay, considering we're all about 8 years old. None of us are any close to being a woman or a man, but okay. So he literally gets up in the middle of the class and yells, "Hey, hey, Lisa, nice boobs." And my stupid ass went, "Hey, I like them too." Why would you say that? Why was that a thing that crossed your mind? "Hey, I like them too." Like, what, Brandon? What the fuck? Okay, like, what are you doing? Stop being annoying. So we didn't get in trouble because we had a sub again. Most of these things happen when I have a sub, but you could tell she was like self-conscious about it. And we just made it worse. Like, oh my God. Like, if her mom reassured her, like, "Oh, baby, it's okay. You know, it happens to the best of us." We just decided to assassinate any chance of her feeling better about herself. I've seen her, like, once after that day. Like, recently. Well, not recently, but, like, in high school. I didn't say I was sorry because I didn't talk to her because I was embarrassed about what I said in the third grade. So fast forward to fourth grade. I know there was only two stories for third grade, but like I said, most improved player. Okay. I was learning from sensei. But fourth grade is when I become the devious man that I am today. Well, you know, I'm watered down now, like insurmountably, but one thing that happened, and if you people that know me and went to elementary school know, I kicked the teacher in the balls. So basically, my fourth grade teacher, she was an ass, and we had a sub for a week. Now, like I said, this is my MVP season. This is my prime. I'm feeling like prime Kobe, prime LeBron, prime all that. Call me fucking Tom Brady because I'm going for the championship again. But I'm like, so I'm just sitting there, and I don't know what made me so angry, but I was so mad at the teacher, and he was the sub, so I was like, "You can't talk to me like that." Like, you know, get, all right, shut your 9-year-old ass up. Like, he does not give a fuck, but you know, sure, try your best. So I'm just like arguing with this grown ass adult, and he's like trying to like tell me like, "Hey, like calm down," or like something like that. And we're standing in the front of the class, and I just reel back my leg, and I think he knows what's gonna happen. Now, he probably thought I was gonna kick him in the leg. He probably thought I was gonna kick him anywhere but where I kicked him. So I reel back right on the nads, bro. Just right in the fucking nuts. I got sent to the principal's office and suspended for, I don't even think I got suspended for that long. I did not get suspended for long, actually. But the ass whooping I got, I don't remember. I remember the fucking thought of, holy shit, I'm going to get my ass beat when I get home. But I don't remember the actual ass whooping. I just know my dad was very upset. And was very, very angry at me. So, but yes, just literally cocked back. Fucking not cocked back, that no pun intended. But literally just reeled back and fucking kicked him in the nuts and just said, "Fuck it." Like, I just stood above him like I was goddamn Stone Cold Steve Austin, because he keeled over, by the way. Which, any guy that knows what it's like getting kicked in the balls, even if it's by a little kid, you don't want to get kicked in the balls. So he keels over a little bit, and I'm just sitting there like Stone Cold, "Can I get a hell yeah? Hell yeah!" You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why I was just so like hyped in the moment, but I was. So yeah, I just felt like literally an ass. So that was horrible. I almost knocked my phone off the table. Golly. But yes, literally, I'm just such a horrible person. So then the next incident happened, which was in elementary school. We had these milk container things because they were teaching us how to recycle at a young age, which is cool and all, but we're children. But no, I'm playing. It was cool, but I don't know, they could have went about it a different way, and I'm gonna tell you exactly why. So basically, we went from the white trays, like the white little plastic styrofoam trays, to plastic little baskets, like the bread baskets you get at Texas Roadhouse. Not sponsored. I don't even know why I brought up my job again. I have to go there today. I'm gonna be fucking depressed. I hate my life. Anyway, so we got little baskets, and our job at the end of lunch was any liquids that we didn't drink, we poured in this bucket, and any fucking, what's it called? Anything we put in the baskets, I mean, any baskets, we would throw out our stuff and then put the basket on top of the other baskets and stack them up. Now, why did they want us to pour all our drinks into one thing? I don't know. Maybe it's easier to clean that way. And two, us throwing our, you know, half drinking, you know, drinks in the garbage can, you know, makes the bag soggy and shit. So maybe that's what they were trying to cut down on. But I don't know. Still children, still dumbass children. So, you know, it was just kind of weird. But so there was this kid I used to have beef with all of high school. Absolutely hated him. And his name was Joey. And Joey was not like he wasn't even like the popular kid. Like, honestly, to put it quite plainly, Joey was an outcast. And like, I could have been way nicer to Joey, but I was a bully. He fucking threw up once in class, and all of a sudden I was like, yep, I gotta ruin this kid's life. But anyway, no, I don't know. I didn't, that's not what happened. I had this friend named Noah that didn't like Joey, and then just, you know, like me being a child, fucking group thinking came in, and I was like, oh, you don't like Joey? I don't like Joey either. So, you know. So, I hope Joey's good, though. I'm sorry that I bullied you in elementary school. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But, so me and Joey get into it about whatever the fuck, and he threatens to pour milk on me. So I'm like, okay Joey, you're not gonna pour milk on me. And he was like, I am. So before he could even react, I grab his milk out of his hand, and I grab my milk, double fist in this bitch, and I just pour the milk all over him. And it was so bad. Like, I literally drenched his clothes in milk from his, and I poured it from the top down on his hair, on his everything. And I'm not a tall person, so I've always been short. I've always been a shorter kid, and Joey was taller, but still reached up, milk all down the top of his head, all down his face, all on his clothes. I got suspended for 3 days. Just kidding, I lied. I didn't get suspended at all. Do you believe that? I got lunch detention. I just couldn't go out for recess one day. That's all I got for literally ruining another kid's day. That's all I got. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I tried to hold that in and it hurted. But that's literally all I got. And I feel like such a day. Like, I literally got away from the system so much in the fourth grade. But yeah, literally poured milk on him. Horrible person. Hashtag horrible man. But and then one day I accidentally stapled Devontae's finger in the stapler. I can explain. So me and Devontae were fucking around, and we were probably either A, talking shit to Joey, or B, talking shit to someone, because like I said, we were assholes. So literally we were stapling papers, and fucking Devontae is not paying attention because he's talking shit to whoever he's talking shit to. So So then he's just mid shit talk, and I just staple the fuck out of his finger. Like, I just literally stapled the fuck out of his finger. Now, it was okay. We ended up pulling the staple out. Everything was all right. But that was just, I don't know. Why was stapling a two-man job? I don't know. And that was the first time that I inflicted pain on someone in elementary school. And it was an accident. And that is what scares me. But anyway. And then, of course, coming to the last story before I wrap things up. I got in trouble in the, with my mom one day. Because I kept bringing my tablet to school because I wanted to play Minecraft during school hours. So like, I went to Latchkey in the morning because my parents have jobs, and so my parents would like drop me off at Latchkey like pretty early, you know, before school started, and I just kind of sit there. And I had this friend named Gage. Now Gage had an iPad and he was playing Minecraft all the time. Now I didn't want to ask Gage to always use his iPad to play Minecraft because, well, it's Gage's iPad. I was a thug, but I was a thug with morals. Anyway, so I used to just, you know, steal my tablet, take it to school, play on it during Latchkey, and just put it up during the rest of school and just keep doing that. But I wasn't allowed to have it. So one day my mom, the Latchkey lady teacher snitched on me, and she was like, okay, Brandon, we're gonna be nice with our tablet today, right? And I literally remember freezing in place, like, well, why would you say that? Why would you know? So then my mom goes, tablet? What tablet? Checks my whole backpack. I also had like something else in there. Like, I think I had like toys in there that I wasn't supposed to bring. So like, I just get completely chewed out in the Latchkey room for no reason. And there's like this one kid that was like making fun of me, and he was like, yeah, Brandon, we're gonna call him Webster because that's what he looked like. But so Webster's sitting there, and he's like, yeah, Brandon, you're not supposed to bring your tablet and your toys to school. So I'm like, my mom just looked at him with like that death stare, like, shut the fuck up. So, but I looked at him with the stare of, once my mother leaves this room, and once the teachers look away, I'm going to fuck you up. So I get chewed out, and my mom leaves. Instantly, the teachers walk out the room. Why? I don't know. But it was the perfect storm. I turned around. I looked at Webster. And I fucking hit him three times so hard, once in the face and twice in the chest. I just fucking hit him, and he started crying. So then I just walked on to the other side of the room and act like I was playing with Gage. Absolute devious, man. So then all the teachers come running back in. Now granted, no one liked Webster, so everybody was like, okay, all right, Brandon did what he had to do. But the teachers run in, and they're like, what happened? And we're just all sitting there like, well, I don't know, man. He just fell. And he's like, Brandon hit me. And everybody's like, Brandon didn't hit you. Like, Brandon wouldn't hurt his soul. They were lying. I hit him, and I fucking meant it. That's what you get for talking that shit, Nom. But moral of the story, don't be a fucking bully. I don't know why I just decided to be a bully. Now, granted, it is because of Devontae and him being my friend. And, you know, you monkey see, monkey do. But, as usual, don't be a fucking bully. It's not cool. It's not fun. And it's just not good for other people. But anyway, guys, that will wrap this one up. All my social medias are in the description along with the merch. Yeah, you can still buy that until I change the logo and rebrand the whole fucking channel. Still get that. I hope you guys are all having a great day. Thanks for listening to the pod. If you got this far, thanks for putting up with my shit for about 30 minutes. And I hope you guys are having a great day. And as usual, I'll see you later. Bye.